Okay, we're up to the new perek, Elu Nemorim, and Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Elu Nemorim B'Cholashon. These things, since the woman has to answer Amen, and the Kohen has to be Mashabiah her, so we see it has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. There are certain things that you have to say that have to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, and certain things could be in any language. Elu Nemorim B'Cholashon. Tosfos seems to have a girsa bilashonam. That means that you can't hear it in any language, but you can hear it in Hebrew, or you can hear it in any language you understand. But if you hear it in a language, somebody doesn't speak French, and they hear these things in French, and not Yotze. And others say that what's it called b'chol lashon, Tosfos mashma not like that. There are certain things for sure that even if you hear it in a language you don't understand, you Yotze. So elu nemorim b'chol lashon. Parshas Sota. Parsha Sota could be said in any language. Vidui Meiser. Rashi is going to explain each one of these, so we'll have to go in. Vidui Meiser, Kriyashma, Tfila, Birkas HaMazon, Ushvuas HaEdos, Ushvuas HaPikodin. So these things, whatever language they are, the halachas that apply to them apply. Ve'elu Nemor and B'Lashon HaKodesh. And these things have to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh, otherwise you're not Yotzi them. Mikra Bikurim, you come and bring Bikurim. The parasha you read has to be Arami Oviravi, has to be in what's it called in Lashon HaKodesh. And the Gemara learns out in Psukim. The Chalitza has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Brachos Uklolos, the Brachos and Klolos that were said in Har Grizim and Har Eval had to be said Lashon HaKodesh. Birchas Kohanim, Birchas Kohen Gadol, Birchas Kohanim, and Birchas Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Parshas HaMelech, Hakel, Uparshas Egla Rufa. And the Meshuach Milchama, when they go out to war and he speaks to the people, has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Now the Mishnah is going to mention the source of some of these. Mikra Bikurim Ketzot. Ketzot over here means Mehechon. Where do we know it from? V'aniso v'yomarta lefnei Hashem Elokecha. It says by Mikra Bikurim v'aniso v'yomarta. Lahalenu Omer v'onu halavi and v'omru. Just like we'll see later, v'onu by the brachos and klalos of Har Grizim had to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. So too, Mikra Bikurim, same word, V'onu, has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Malahalim B'Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan B'Lashon HaKodesh. Chalitza Ketzad, says V'onsa, V'omra, by Chalitza, same Lashon, V'onsa. Ulahalim Omer, V'onu Halevim, V'omru. Malahalim B'Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan B'Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'onsa V'omra Kocha. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need the Gzeres Shava, the Ansa. Here it says Beferish by Chalitza. It says the Ansa va'omra kacha. So you can learn that kacha really means kacha ye'aseh le'ish asher lo yivne. But you can stop there. She has to say it kacha this way, meaning this language and no other way. Brachos uklolos, Kate said. How do you know the brachos uklolos? We're learning all these things, Mikra Bikurim Chalitza from Brachos Uklolos. How do you know the Brachos Uklolos had to be B'Lashon HaKodesh? Ketzot, Kivin She'ovri Yisrael Seyardin, Ubo El Har Grizim V'El Har Eval, She'bishomron, She'bitzad Shechem, She'be'etzel Eirom El Mimore. Right? These two mountains were, the Torah specifically said where they are. Right, they were designated. Okay, that's a good word. The Torah designated exactly where these mountains were. They're in the Shomron, Bitzad Shechem, Shebeitzel Enom Moreh, Shenemar, Halohem Be'ever HaYarden, right, Eitzel Elone Moreh, Ulahalenu Omer, Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz, Ad Mekom Shechem, Ad Elon Moreh. So there, just like that Elon Moreh, Ma Elon Moreh de Omer Lahalan Lashem, Lafla Elon Moreh, Ha Omer Kan Shechem. Here, Eitzel Elon Moreh is the same Elon Moreh that by Avram, which is near Shechem. So Shish is Vatim Olal Rosh Har Grizim, six of the tribes, and the Torah delineates who they are, right? It goes up to Har Grizim. Shish is Vatim Olal Rosh Har Evil, and the other six up to Har Evil. The Kohanim Valadim, the Haaron Omdim Lamata, Beemsa, and the Kohanim Levim and the Aram were in the middle between the two mountains. All of Kohanim Makifim es Aram, the Kohanim surrounded the Aram. The Levim es Kohanim, the Levim surrounded the Kohanim. The Chol Yisrael Mikan Umikan, and the rest of Klal Yisrael were representatives who were up on top of the mountain. The rest of Klal Yisrael were at the foot of each mountain. Shenemar v'chol Yisrael v'skein v'shot of omdim mizeh umizeh v'aron. They stood on the sides of the Aron, one near Har Grizin, and the other half of the nation on near Har Evo. Hofchu pneim klape Har Grizin. The Levim turned their face towards Har Grizin. Upaschu bebracha. And they said all the klolos that are in the Torah, this 11 klolos, b'loshen bracha. Baruch ha'isha shalo yasa pesel masechem. The Torah says, Baruch ha'isha shalo yasa pesel. They said it first in the inverted bracha. Right? Question is, if the bracha came first, why does the Torah say the klolos and tell you to infer the brachas from them? It should have said the brachas and tell you to infer the klolos. So some Rishonim say because the Torah wanted to warn you, and telling you what bad is going to happen is a lot more effective than telling you what good will happen if you do good. And I always like to taina that that's the tachlis of the Torah, to take klolos and turn them into brachas. So therefore the Torah said the klolos and said you have the power to turn that into a bracha. The elu onin, and both, everybody answered onin. Hofchu pneim klapi har evo. When they finished the 11 brachos, they turned their face to har evo. Upaschu beklola, and then they said the 11 klolos. Or ha'isha shayase pesel masecha. The elu onin. They answered onin by each of them. Achi gomrim brachos uklolos, and they finished brachos uklolos. The acher kachi vius ha'avonim ubonu es ha'mizbeach. They took stones from what's it called, Har Evo, and they built a mizbeach there, the sadu b'sid, and they plastered it over. The kosvul of is called divrei Torah b'shivim loshim, and on those stones they wrote the entire Torah in 70 different languages. The big shaila, what exactly that means? Some say it was takanes. They wrote the entire Torah 70 languages on these stones, just like you can write in micro. What's it called, on the head of a pin, the whole Tanakh or whatever. So the Rabban Shomei was able to do that without the kunsten that they have today. And others say that it doesn't mean they wrote all the entire Torah, either they wrote a list of the mitzvahs. Even that is pretty much. And also it doesn't mean necessarily they wrote it 70 times in 70 different languages. It means wherever there was words that needed to be explained in a different language, where the other language, what's it called, explain the word better than the Hebrew at the time, because people, a lot of Hebrew words were lost into other languages, like totafos, the Shalom HaKadosh says. It says tat bekatfi and pat beafriki. He says really those were Hebrew words to begin with, and by Migdal Bavel they were lost into those languages. And those words, Saka, in order to really understand sometimes the things in the Torah, you need to know what the derivation is in other languages, because they're not used in Hebrew anymore. So those words were translated into other languages, but not that the entire thing was done 70 times. But there are definitely Rishonim who say that it means that Benes, the entire Torah was written 70 times on these avonim, that the Goyim shouldn't have a taina that we didn't have a chance to learn the Torah or whatever, and this way they had a chance to learn, and what's nogeya to them they kept or whatever. Okay. Shenemar be'er heitev, in order to be explained well, had to be explained in 70 different languages. V'notlus ha'avonim, and then they took those stones and took them with them, right? Ubo v'lonu bimkoman, and then when they stayed overnight, the next masa, they took the stones, and eventually they took those stones and put them in the yard. Okay, see Rashi. Ve'elu nemorim b'chol lashon garsina.
So do you know that it was dafke in Hebrew?
What?
How do you know that the mitzvah is dafke in Hebrew, the klolos?
The Gemara doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say exactly how we know. The Mishnah is just what it is. The Gemara is going to discuss where we know exactly how we knew that they had to say it dafka, the same lashon that the Torah uses. But here in the Mishnah, just telling you what happened. Elu nemorim b'chol lashon garsinon, because like we said, Tosa says another gear is a bilshonam. These you can say in any language you speak and understand. But here it says b'chol lashon. That gear says mashma, any language even if you don't understand it. Parshas Sota, mashakoin omer la. What the Kohen says to the Sota doesn't have to be said in the language the Torah says, right? Uvisifri amrin on the ilok siv kro lahatir b'chol lashon kidlekamon havi amin on nigmar miyavama b'kal v'chomer. Why do you need a pasuk? If you don't have a pasuk to tell me it has to see b'lashon hakodesh, then automatically you say in any language, right? For the ones that have to be b'lashon hakodesh, we need a pasuk to tell me that. So why would I think sota has to be b'lashon hakodesh? So the reason is that you need a pasuk to tell me it can be b'chol lashon. Now the reason is because you would learn from Yavama. Yavama we know because it says the ansor, it says kacha, that has to be lashon hakodesh. And Yavama is a cow. Sota is much more chomer than Yavama. Yavama l'shuk is only a lav. Sota is what's it called, asur l'baila, whatever, is much more chomer. So I would say if the parish of Yavama has to be b'lashon hakodesh, surely the parish of sota, k'mashmal on the pasuk, no, it could be b'chol lashon. Therefore you need a pasuk to tell me that no, sota could be b'chol lashon. Vidui Meiser, what is Vidui Meiser? The third year of the Meiser cycle, right? You either Erev Pesach or Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you make sure that all the things that you had to give were given. Biarti HaKodesh from my bayis, I removed all the things of Kodesh from my house. When I began the Sati Vlalei, La Kohen, La Levi, all the people I have to give it to. Shu Motzi Komas Rosav, La Levi, La Ger, La Yosav Mona, Mevaro Mi Beso, beer over here doesn't mean beer maestros, you burn them. It means you remove them from the house and give them to who they're supposed to go to. The Ein Yochel Odla Shosin, can't leave it. You have 3 years to take care of your maestros. Each year you have to do it for that year, but you can hold it off and give it to the Levi or whatever till the end of the 3 years. The Nosin Maaser Rishon Levi, and then all the Maaser Rishon you had to give to the Levi. Maaser Sheni Laniyim, Maaser Sheni goes to Maaser Oni Laniyim. Maaser Sheni Shostei Shonim Shavru Maaleihem Maaleihu LiYerushalayim. Maaser Sheni you have to bring up to Yerushalayim from the 2 years of Maaser Sheni. First 2 years of Maaser Sheni, third year's Maaser Oni. Actually, if you didn't bring it up till now, you have to bring it up before the Erev Pesach of the 4th year, which means the end of the 3rd year. The Misvada, and then when you bring them up, and you make sure that everything is taken care of, you make Vidui Maaser. Misvada, Biarti HaKodesh Zem Maaser Sheni. I took the Kodesh, right, and took it out of my house, brought it up to Yerushalayim. The Ganesati Vlalevis and Maaser Rishon. La ger la yosim la monas a meiser oni the omro b'chol lashon can be all the kaman. You can say that this declaration in any language that you want. And the reason it's called vidui, the chorot's not a vidui. You're not being misvade anything. So the Sfarno says because if it wouldn't have been for the cheto ego, we could have eaten these things ourselves. Everybody would be a kohen. Only because of the cheto ego, you have to give these things to the levim, to the kohanim, and so on. So therefore, with Misvada, that's because of our chatoyim that we had to get this out of the house. That's a Svarno, as many other pshatim, we say pshat every year, but we'll leave it for now. That's a Svarno. The Lo Amrinim B'loshon Zeh Hiskiko, I think Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zatzal, says that it says, Kosisi Kichol Asher Tzivisoni. Not exactly, but just about. He says that's the Vidui. Right? That part is called Vidui Maisim. Kichol Asher Tzivisoni. Not Kol Asher Tzivisoni. We don't say that you have to say it dafka the way the Torah says. You can translate into any language. The shvuas hapikadim, what are they? The chol lashon shetviu the kofar v'lo holda shvuas ha'edus is somebody what's it called says you know edus for me and the guy denies it and he swears that he doesn't know edus and then he admits. So he has to bring a korban shvuas ha'edus, or somebody said, I gave you a pikadon, and the person denies it, and he takes a shvuah that he doesn't have it, and then he admits, so he has to take, and he takes a shvuah. The shvuah can be in any language. V'lo hoda chayiv karev korban ol v'yored, ha'omer b'shvuas ha'edus, v'oshim gzelos b'shvuas ha'pikadon. So the answer, the shvuah can be in any language. To be mechayev him a korban. Ve'elu ne'amor in b'loshon hakodesh v'lo amrinin nigmar mihanech de le'el shenichto v'nisber aleihem kol mitzvos diburin Ve'ein tzorech la'omer b'lashon ha'kodesh. We don't say learn from the other ones, that they can be in any language. Kedesi b'kulo mishum de'bahani k'siv ikuva. By each one, there's a pasuk that tells me it has to be b'lashon ha'kodesh. Mikra bikurim shoyakore me'arami ovir ovi atzov kol ha'parsha. The chalitzas yivama, he omeres me'ein yivami, v'hu omer lo mechofatzi lekachto. The achar chalitza, he omeres kocha yaseh le'ish. That all of that has to be b'lashon hakodesh. Brachos uklalos she'amron Yoshua v'Yisrael b'har grizim v'har evil. Birkas kohanim nesias kapayim. Birkas kohen gadol b'yom hakipurim achar avodas hayom shelifnai v'lifnim. After the kohen gadol finishes the avoda of lifnai v'lifnim, so he makes brachas. He reads from the Torah and he makes brachas on them. Hayakori b'Torah es parsha. He reads the parsha of what's it called of. In Achrimos and in Emor of Yom Kippur, like we read, and then he's mevorech shmona brachos, eight brachos, and they have to be b'lashon hakodesh mevorech masnisim. Uparshas haMelech mevorech b'sof pirka v'hi parshas Hakel. That's what the Melech reads Sefer Dvarim in front of the people, and Hakel has to be b'lashon hakodesh. Uparshas Egla Rufa yodenu lo shavchu right kaper la'amcha Yisrael. Kohanim wash their hands on the over the Egla Rufa, and they say a parsha kaper lamcha Yisrael. All has to said the Lashon Hakodesh. Parshas Moshuach Milchama, v'haya ki korovchem el ha Milchama. Shema Yisrael, atem kreid mayom. What the Moshuach Milchama says to the people, these psukim. Shema Yisrael, atem kreid mayom ki Hashem Elokeichem. Though all that has to said in Lashon Hakodesh. Ketzad. Kemo minayim, right? Ketzad in this Mishnah means minayim. Ulahalan hu omer bebrachos uklalos al hagrizim. Ulakamon meforish, right? Hosam gufei minolan. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain where do we know that the brachos and klalos have to be said by lashon hakodesh. But we learn from there that just like that has to be lashon hakodesh, so too yivama and what's it called and bikur bikurim have to be lashon hakodesh. Eino tzarech l'lamda b'gzera shava. Yehuda says you don't have to learn it with gzera shava. She be me'atzma hilameda. You can learn it from the pasuk itself. It says kocha. The answer of the omra kocha. Demash mekolosh nazesh. You should say like this exactly. She be shomron itzel shomron. Lemate lemata be'emtza bein shnei ahorim. The kohan levim stood in the middle between the two mountains. Mikana mikana al ahorim. And the representatives of Klai Yisrael represented on each of the mountains, and the rest of Klai Yisrael stood at the foot of the mountain. Hofchu halavim pneim klapi hargrizim uposchu bebracha. Levim turned towards hargrizim and started the bracha. Kol ha'arurim hayu omrim tchila b'loshin bracha. All the things in the Torah that it says b'loshin arur, they switched it to b'loshin bracha first. Elu ve'elu shebehargrizim v'shar evo, and both contingents answered amen to both the brachos and the klalos. Not that the people on Har Grizim and Har Eval, the Yisraelim, said the brachos. Right? They stood on the har where the brachos were said towards, but not that they said the brachos. Ubanisa shom mizbeach, and har eval you build a mizbeach, and your makriv shlomim, the kosavta aleim is called divrei haTorah azos be'er heitev. Like we said, some say it means literally write the whole Torah there in 70 languages. And then they took those avonim, they took the mizbeach apart, right? Sosru es hamizbeach la'achra shehelu ha'olos v'ashlomim, right? And here is api adibor, because usually if you take apart a mizbeach, it's osur, right? Lo sasun kein l'ashem elokeichem. But here the Rabban Shem told him, take the Mizbeach apart, and what to do with these Avonim. Kedesiv alisol of Olos, right, they brought Olos and Shlomim on Har Eval, and then they took the stones, and they brought them with them, right, to the place where they rested that night. The Lono b'mkoman, the base, Melinon b'Gilgal. They went to Gilgal, and they kept those stones at that point in their hotel. The Shom Hakim was Avonim. There they put the Avonim that all the Goyim should be able to come and see them.
So if she doesn't understand, if the Kohen says she doesn't understand what's not Kodesh, How does that work?
What? So Mestame, he explains to her what the basic idea, what he's saying. But he doesn't have to say the words, mamish, word for word, in the language. Right? She has to understand what he's saying, otherwise she can't say his wrong name, yeah, to think. Right? But, so he doesn't tell her word for word in another language. He tells her, I'm now going to tell you a klal that if you were tamei, right, you're going to get killed, and if you were okay, everything's going to be okay. And answer amen after what I say. Right? So that's just like by kedushin. And not every chassan knows what hariat mekudeshesli means. Right? Maybe he thinks he's marrying Harry or whatever. The Rav tells him, look, you're going to say these words, and these words mean that you're now marrying her, right? But he shouldn't say it in B'chol Lashon. He says it, Ariat Mekudesh. The same thing over there. He could, but the Baisa, since we're not exactly sure how to translate Mekudeshes, and there are Lashonos that are good and Lashonos that are bad, so you say it the way it is, and he understands, it's Mechavan to say that, right? That's a Lashon of marriage. From Rashi is Mashma that they all stood on the mountains.
Right.